around 4 a.m. Overnight low 44 and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for tomorrow with a high of 68.
Good morning and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Happy Monday. Good morning. It is November 17th, another beautiful day here in Southern Kentucky. This morning, Jillene is back in studio from Bighorn Wellness. Hello. So happy to have you back in studio.
Lovely to see your beautiful face, Kelly.
Same to you.
May I just say that you were magnificent on Saturday night. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. That is always a fun event. It is always so much fun. And we, you know, Randy and I, we kind of fly by the seat of our pants. I mean, we have, you know, some kind of script or guideline to go by, but yeah, we always kind of fly by the seat of our pants. And so we hope that what came across on stage was
fantastic.
Okay. Well, that's
the energy.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So the performances were incredible. I mean, everyone brought their best. It was just an amazing night of lip sync battles, I thought.
Yes. You must have been exhausted on Sunday morning because you were really out there.
I was a little tired. And I got home and I told my husband, he was ready to go to bed. And I said, I just need to just sit for a little bit and wind down because I was just so fired up, you know, just energy, go, 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 go. And I said, I just need to kind of just sit here for a little bit and relax. So that's what I ended up doing. I fell asleep on the couch, of course. So
of course.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. So, all right. I do want to say thank you to all of our sponsors this week. Of course, we have Jill in studio from Bighorn Wellness. Also, thanks to Roots and Ramble Boutique. Our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week is Med Center Health. We also have Window World of Bowling Green, Jesse Muse Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, Lyddon. Our phone number is 270-651-3000, 651-3000. I want you to feel welcome and I want you to feel comfortable in calling in this morning if you have a question for Jill. If you have a question about any of our sponsors, you know, if Jill is able to answer it over the phone, she will. And if not, you know, you can get in touch with her. We won't ask your name, as we kind of get into a few sensitive subjects at times. Mm-hmm. And if you call in and you ask a question, I will never, ever ask you your name. That will stay private. So just want to let you know that. I want you to feel comfortable in doing so. And Jill, so happy that you are here this morning. And we have a topic that is pretty relevant right now, has been for quite some time, teen substance abuse and an addiction. And I feel like this is, unfortunately, this is something that's growing instead of getting smaller.
Actually, Kentucky's doing rather well.
Oh, that's great news. Down. Okay. Yeah. That's fantastic news. That is fantastic news. That means something is working.
It does.
So kind of tell us your background on this and how you've been able to help families and teens kind of navigate through substance abuse.
Yes. I've been working in the area for a long time, oh my gosh, specifically in drug issues for, oh my heck, how old is she? I'm just working out because my older daughter had a drug problem and I realized that I was very naive about it despite the fact I was qualified as in psychology and all sorts of things. So I went back and did some more training. So that was, gosh, she's 44 now. She's doing really well.
That's excellent.
I know, and I'm only 12 then. That's incredible.
I know. I was like, gosh, you were
very
so
early,
young.
Very early. And so I was, in the training that I did, I spent a year with the Bristol Drugs Project in the UK, which was heavy stuff, you know, heroin, working with the families of addicts. And I learned a lot about the stuff that goes on behind. And it's really been part of my work ever since.
Well, I know that this is something that a lot of folks talk about. And it's very difficult to talk about. It's difficult to know the signs anymore. It's difficult to know if your teen, your child is using anything because it's so well hidden. You know, we work closely with ASAP here locally, and I have learned so much just by working with them, because you don't realize that an ink pen can be a vape.
Yes.
I mean, I do now.
Yes, of course.
But years ago, I was like, how in the world does that happen? It's so tricky. Mm-hmm. So very tricky.
The worrying thing is someone manufactures them to look like pens, which is implying that they want you to hide it. So it's actually targeting our children.
Yes.
Which is a disgrace, but it's there, and we have to deal with the reality of what's going on, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very, very hard. So what are some of the latest statistics? I do want to get into that just a little bit, just to kind of see where we are with teen abuse, teen substance abuse.
We're actually doing really well. COVID was really hard, actually, and everything sort of peaked back then. So the statistics are, which is hard to say in the morning, 7.2% of U.S. teens used drugs in the last month. But Kentucky, 6.25. It's fantastic. So we've got an improving picture there, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
That said, it's come to that point because of the education that the fantastic state is putting out and the supportive agencies. Thank goodness for that.
Yes.
But I do believe that if we can catch it in the home, if we can learn how to spot the behavioral changes and deal with it in an appropriate way, rather than just, you know, perhaps shouting and saying, why are you doing this, et cetera, let's be constructive about it and deal with it in a way that will help.
Yeah, and of course, yelling always seems to be the solution or the answer, because you don't know what to do at times.
No, you don't. And why would people? Mm-hmm. And so providing education to the parents, because especially the parents, because they know what normal looks like in their children as they grow up through the year. So they will spot changes in behavior more quickly than anybody else, like the school, for example. Or, I don't know, youth clubs. So they'll notice the child withdrawing, perhaps. The grades are beginning to go down. They're noticing secretive behavior, phone calls taken, you know, in different rooms. They'll notice maybe the friendship group has changed. And so
that's probably a big one, isn't it?
It really is. Misery likes company. So quite often, addicts of whatever sort, they will seek out other people to be with them, to kind of, I guess, justify their choices. And that's not good.
No, it's not. And I'm sure that there are parents out there that are, I guess you would say, in denial. They're like, oh, yes, you know, my child's not doing that. There's no way, you know, they just think my child is perfect and they are not abusing anything. They're not using anything. I know my child. And how do you handle that?
I think it can happen anywhere. And I don't think that there's any social strata that it doesn't affect. In fact, wealthier families are more at risk, actually, than poorer families.
Well, because there's a little bit more money that's available.
Yes. And often they're working quite hard, so perhaps they're not around as much. I don't know. Perhaps that's too much of a generalization, but it can be a different dynamic there. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to think our children are doing that. We just don't.
Of course not.
It's a horrible thing because I think we feel like it reflects on us. Certainly when I found out that Kate was, my oldest was doing drugs, I thought, oh, I must be a terrible mother. And I think a lot of parents would go to that. But it's actually much more complicated than that.
It is. Yes, it really is. And, you know, parents, they work really hard and they try to teach their children right from wrong. And, you know, there comes a point when a child reaches or a teen reaches a certain age, they're going to make those decisions regardless of what they have been taught. And they're not going to be sometimes not in the best situations to make those decisions.
Yes.
And life is just really, really hard. And I feel like there's so much pressure on younger adults and teenagers, and they feel pressured into making that decision, the wrong decision.
Yeah, yes, yes. And they haven't neurologically developed to the point where they will be more sensible about their choices until they're 25, really. And anyone that actually takes anything, whether it's a glass of wine or a vape or a drug of choice. They all do it to change how they feel. That's what why we all do it. Yeah. So we get home from work, perhaps, and we're tired, and we're like, oh, gosh, I just need a glass of wine. It's a reward mechanism sometimes. And so the question with kids then is, why are they trying to change how they feel? Mm-hmm. And what are they trying to change it from and to? And so if there's a situation, like there is every day in every family, I'm sure, where mum and dad are a bit fed up with each other, you know, it's mm-hmm. getting towards Christmas, everyone's feeling really pressured. Mm-hmm. The children can feel it really quite acutely. And so it might be something like that or something more serious.
Yeah.
Bullying, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But it's an indicator of something else. Yeah. And teens, actually, they have this incredible neuroplasticity, which is a wonderful thing because they can learn. But they also develop addictions much more quickly than the adults with their adult brain. So we have to pretty much nip it in the bud, and vaping is very much a gateway drug in my view.
Yes, I totally agree. We're going to talk more about this. You can call in this morning if you have a question or a comment, you know, if you just want to find out a little bit more about what Jill does. Jill's office is right here in this building in Commerce Plaza on the third floor. So are you enjoying the gorgeous view?
Yes.
We're so happy to have you. And you know, Todd was joking earlier, but so I woke up at 2:30 this morning with a horrible, horrible crick on the left side of my neck, and it hurts to move it to the left. To the right, I can do pretty good, but to the left, oh my gosh, shooting pain down my neck. Todd said, "Can you hypnotize Kelly into losing the neck pain?"
We can do some somatic work on that. Yes.
Ooh, I tell you what, I've not had one like this in a long time. And I had one, I guess, a few months back, but it wasn't this bad.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my! And I know what I did to do that. I was working out and I strained a little too much, and I pulled a little bit of a muscle in my neck. And this morning, I'm like, what in the world? How in the world? I was just laying on the pillow, and I guess I laid on it wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes, my neck is killing me this morning.
I'm so sorry. Has it come with a headache? Because often it can do.
So far, I don't have a headache.
Okay, not suggesting you develop one.
Yeah, please. I don't.
No headache.
Definitely don't want. Yeah, definitely don't want a headache. So that would compound.
We don't need that. Yeah, we don't need that.
Definitely. So let's talk about shopping, something that I really enjoy doing and love doing at Roots and Ramble Boutique specifically. And Betsy Ann will be in with us tomorrow. She has some cute and cozy attire for Christmas, from sweatshirts and sweaters to these puffy vests. Absolutely gorgeous. The Merry and Bright sweatshirt. And they are Merry and Bright. Lots of different colors in the Merry and Bright. She also has a cute sweatshirt that says Let's Be Jolly. A couple that have Merry across them as well. And gosh, so many gorgeous dresses and tees. And the sweater, she has this really pretty red and green sweater, perfect for the holidays. And I mean, if you go to the Facebook page, if you're not part of the VIP group, head over to Roots and Ramble VIP and request to join the group, and you will be able to see first, before anybody else, some of the new styles that she has in store. Of course, they are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 till 2. She has some beautiful bedstew bags and crossbodies, wallets, the Judy Blue jeans, the Risen jeans. I got a pair of jeans the other day. I think they were the Risen brand. I think that's, I really love that brand. I love the way that they fit and the way that they, jeans, I used to hate buying jeans.
Why?
Because I hated trying them on because they would fit in mm-hmm. some areas and not in others, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't be long enough, or they wouldn't fit around the waist well enough, or they didn't fit around the thighs and the hips. You know, shopping for jeans is just hard.
It is.
But it's will say that Betsy Ann does carry a couple of brands that just hug you in all the right places. And they're long enough, too, for us tall ladies. Mm-hmm. So Judy Blues and Risen, both of those. And then she has lots of shorter as well for our more petite ladies. Lots of tees, and the Leslie Curtis jewelry is absolutely beautiful. The Erin Gray jewelry makes great stocking stuffers. Her bog bags, those make really nice Christmas gifts, and the accessories. So whatever it is that you're looking for, you can find all kinds of fun things there at Roots and Ramble, 216 West Washington Street here in Glasgow. Oh, I cannot forget the Gooder sunglasses. That is, that makes a really nice Christmas gift. They come in lots of different styles and colors, and they're unisex, so anyone can wear them. Looking forward to having Betsy Ann in studio tomorrow. Okay, 270-651-3000. Jill is in this morning from Bighorn Wellness. So you want to talk a little bit. I know you touched on it just a tad, but the teenage brain, of course, is wired a lot differently than adults. So can you kind of explain what is happening to them at that age?
Mm-hmm. So they haven't really fully developed the prefrontal cortex, which is where our risk aversion comes from. So they don't have it. So things seem like a super good idea that are really quite dangerous quite a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, taking drugs, deciding to vape is something that they would just think, oh, yes, that's great. We'll just do that. They don't think about tomorrow. They think about today. Mm-hmm. And I completely understand that because I was once that age myself.
Yes.
And made a few blunders myself, as we all do.
We all have.
But also, I would say that the teenage brain is pretty much in denial that anything bad will happen to it. So the child might see its friend, their friends driving under the influence and having, you know, maybe a collision, but they still think that it won't happen to them. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of emphasis in my work with teens saying, please, please do not drink and drive. Do not use anything and drive, because I don't want to have them not open up to me about what they're doing. So I have to keep them safe. And then we'd speak with the parents and help them to modify the behavior to a safer pattern.
So whenever a parent, of course, may be in denial or says that their child should know better, or they just need to stand up for themselves and have a little bit more willpower, what's the issue in thinking that way?
The issue is that it kind of denies that there's a problem, potential problem going on. The sooner we spot it, the better we can deal with it, because the teen brain actually adapts to coming, you know, recovering from an addiction much more quickly than an adult's brain. So that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. The writing on the wall is pretty obvious, you know, eating changes. So if a person's taking some sort of pill that would keep their, I'm just thinking now of the abuse of some of the ADHD medications, which is quite common. The ones that teens get at more easily are obviously alcohol. I would say alcohol is actually number one, because it's easier, despite the fact it's illegal. Unfortunately, they find it fairly easy.
Even more so than vapes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Even more so. The problem with vapes, in my opinion, is why I think it's a real gateway, is that it bridges the gap between drugs and not drugs. So they get used to having something in their mouth. So people that take vapes are 5 or 6 times more likely to develop a drug addiction just because they're used to turning to something else for their comfort or to look, I don't know, cool or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. When actually they don't need any of that because they're just fantastically cool in themselves.
Right, right. So with the way that the teens think, the way that adults think, it feels like the approach to teens has to be different than approaching an adult with an addiction.
Oh, completely. And in fact, the intervention is modified from the adult form because teens don't react in the same way. So it's important that teens have their own specialized program, really, that works with the family, because adults typically are out, they don't live with their parents, you know, whereas teens do. So they're actually living within a family system. And so that's why it's important to address the family system as well. And I don't mean be critical about it at all, but just be able to be supportive and help the teen make that change without blame. So many teens say to me, well, I want to be different. And I say, well, you know what's different these days? Not doing that stuff.
Right.
Be different. Be cool. Mm-hmm. Do better than everyone else in your classes and be a better sportsman. So
yeah,
that's different these days.
I totally agree. You know, being sober and drug free is a lot cooler
Very much.
Than the alternative. So I completely agree with that. We'll talk about some of the warning signs here in just a little bit. I do want to speak on MedCenter Health Glasgow. Of course, they are offering a lot of different services and primary care, which is very important to have a primary care doctor. If you do not have one, I encourage you to find one that you are comfortable with, that gets to know you and your body and the issues that you may be having or the symptoms that you may be having. You want your primary care physician to know you inside and out. And I have a primary care physician, and she knows a lot about me, and I feel comfortable in asking her a question if I don't know the answer to it. And having that type of relationship with your physician is so important, because you don't want to keep anything. It could be very dangerous in keeping information from your primary care physician. So I encourage you to find one, and MedCenter Health has so many that you can choose from if you are needing one. They also have several specialty services here in Glasgow. Their diagnostic imaging and lab, the cardiology department, gastroenterology, women's health, orthopedics and sports medicine, pulmonology, urology, vascular care, neurosurgery, general surgery. So they can cover a lot of different areas. They are now also offering a walk-in injury clinic every Monday from 1 to 3. So if you had a little accident over the weekend, maybe you were out enjoying the beautiful weather, throwing football in the yard, and you maybe twisted something or fell on something. So go and see them during their walk-in injury clinic this afternoon, 1 to 3. Now, they have several doctors and nurse practitioners, and I love that you can go to their website, which is medcenterhealth.org/Glasgow, medcenterhealth.org/Glasgow, and that's where you will be able to actually put a face with the name. I like to know what the doctor looks like, and you might even know them. Sometimes you might not know a name, but you might know the face, or vice versa. And I know a lot of folks are excited that Dr. Purvis is back in Glasgow after being away for several years. And of course, he practices family medicine there at MedCenter Health. Morgan Schroeder, she's a physician assistant. Melissa Simpson is a family nurse practitioner. Dr. Napier is also practicing family medicine. And Dr. Macy is family and sports medicine. So that's your primary care team right there. And then there's specialty clinics. There's several doctors. One of our own, she's from Glasgow, is Dr. Chambers. She is in general surgery. I know Amber. I've known Amber. We actually went to school together, so I've known her for many years. But they are just incredible doctors. If you are looking for someone in any of those areas that I mentioned, you can contact MedCenter Health. You can call 270-261-5640. That's 261-5640. And you can now text for an appointment if you would rather do that. You're going to text this number, 270-796-3200. That's 796-3200. And this is what you're going to text to that number, MCHDOC. So MCH for MedCenter Health, DOC Doc. MCH Doc to 796-3200. That is MedCenter Health. Laura will be in with us on Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday. All right, we have a phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. My name's Donnie, and my number's 270-404-0562. I just wanted you to pray for me. I need a girlfriend by Christmas time. I'm trying to find me Miss Santa Claus. I don't know where she's at out there, but I know she's out there somewhere. The number again, 270-404-0562.
Well,
thank you. God bless you.
Well, I don't know that we've ever match made here on the show, but
I don't see why not.
I mean, if Mrs. Claus is listening out there, or single ladies, call Donnie. He's looking for a woman for Christmas.
I love it.
I think that might be the first time that's ever happened. I needed that. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Well, he started right out. I was like, whoa, he's telling his name and phone number right out of the gate. All right.
Well, he's not hiding. You don't find the person that you love by hiding.
That's exactly right. You are so right about that. So right. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the warning signs that a parent needs to be looking for, you know, at home. And gosh, you know, Jill, parents are, there's a lot of pressure on parents too.
Massive.
Working, making sure their child gets to where they need to go, and that children are involved in so many different things, it seems like, so many different sports and extracurricular activities, and making sure that they're getting to those places and getting dinner. And now this time of year, where there's even more to do on top of everyday life, sometimes those warning signs are missed, or they're just not paying enough attention because they have all these other things going on.
You know what I'd recommend in that situation is that talking about drugs and alcohol becomes a regular part of family conversations from early on, so that it's something that is talked about regularly rather than, oh my goodness, have you got a problem? And then it becomes more difficult, can be quite confrontational. But just to answer your question, going back over the warning signs, extreme mood swings, because obviously drugs and alcohol as well is a depressant, will affect the moods of the young person. Addictive, that sort of thing. It's amazing how that sense of shame, which we all have when we know we're doing something that's not best for us, can make us pull away from people that we love the most, which is sad. Maybe more angry or irritable. Loss of interest in the future. It's all about the now. Lying, sneaking out, dropping activities they loved. So perhaps they were very busy, but now they just would rather stay in their room. Now, having said that, that probably describes almost every teenager on the planet. So how do you tell the difference between, you know, the usual hormonal changes and the mood swings that the poor things can't help at all because of the hormonal changes? And growing up's tough. And as you said, Kelly, oh my gosh, social media, all the demands of the school and socially and often family can be very overwhelming. So it's really when you see it changing, if you notice that they're more grumpy than usual. And then if you've been having a reasonable dialogue, and even if you haven't, just sitting down, not when you're angry, not when you've just discovered that you think there's something going on. And it's actually better to be suspicious and wrong than not look, you know, and then it gets, unfortunately, develops further. The mood changes from drugs can lead to suicidal ideation. Let's not get that far if we can possibly avoid it. So sit down calmly, non-confrontational, just say, hey, what's going on? Is there something I can do to help you? Rather than, what are you doing? Where are you getting it from? I would suggest.
So, you know, just listening to what you're saying there, I know how I acted as a teen. I know I was a little bit rambunctious at times, not overly rambunctious, although my mom would probably say that I was. I pushed the line, you know, I did push the line. But what is the difference between that, you know, acting up and being a normal kid and actually seeing a red flag, like it's waving in the air, red flag?
It's noticing the change. So yes, they might be feeling grumpy, and actually, it's a known fact that their whole sleep cycle changes in the later teens. And in fact, in Europe now, schools start for the 16 through 18s. They start later, and they go later because the teens between about 15 and 18, they literally, when they say, "I just can't get up," they really can't get up. They're really struggling, and so. When we notice that that's got much, much worse, and perhaps they're bunking off school, you know, and you wonder, okay, why would that be? Where are they going? And it's finding out, which we do quite often with teens, that they're not where they said they were going to be, and that's worrying in this day and age. Also, the other really concerning thing is that even if your teen is not taking drugs, for example, but they're hanging out with a group that do, they could be in one of those terrible car accidents that we saw quite recently here in Glasgow that broke the hearts of the whole community. So we don't want them to be in a vehicle with somebody else that's potentially driving under the influence of some sort of substance.
So if parents do see these signs,
yes,
it's it's very sensitive. You know, you don't want to scare the teen. You don't want them to you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but you have to be careful in your first step.
Oh, yes.
So kind of walk us through that a little bit.
First of all, do not be confrontational. Choose a time when your child or your teen is feeling relaxed and comfortable, so not when they're perhaps kicking off, you know, having a row about something. Definitely choose a time when you're not cross. So just do your homework, sit down, and maybe make yourself some notes before you do it. And always start off with, remember that we love you and we support you no matter what. And we're just worried that maybe there's something going on in your life that you're struggling with at the moment. Because the actual abuse of substance abuse is a symptom. Mm-hmm. We don't treat the symptoms, and mainly in other diseases, do we? Mm-mm. We treat the cause if we can get to it. So getting to the cause, getting to the root of it, oh, I'm getting bullied, or I just feel like I'm not as cool as the other kids, or for example, with some of the ADHD medication, which usually has a side effect of dropping weight, it can be a bit of a suppressant, appetite suppressant, I can't speak. Yeah. And so that might be attractive to girls that are trying to conform to a certain body type. So these are just things that then ensuring that you have this open communication with your child all the way through. I know it's difficult, and my daughter, you know, developed a drug habit, and luckily we worked our way through it, but we didn't do it by shouting. We did it by listening and understanding and accepting that there can be moments where you think you're just, you know, through the thing, and then they don't come home till midnight, and they come home and they look, you know, the pupils are larger than they should be, the eyes are very red, or they're, you know, very twitchy perhaps. And then you just say, okay, that's fine. We expect setbacks. Doesn't matter what you're trying to change, does
it? Right.
Be compassionate, but also seek help. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of agencies here in Glasgow and beyond, all sorts of information. And so don't be afraid to go and find out the information.
Mm-hmm. And tell you what, my mom had the nose of a hound. And I don't really talk much about this, but when I was younger, I smoked cigarettes. I'm not proud of it, and I have been done with cigarettes for, 16 years. I haven't had a cigarette, nor do I want one. But, you know, this teen, you thinking it was cool, and, you know, my mom, I would come in, and here I was thinking I was, you know, I'd hold it out the window, you know, so she couldn't smell it, thinking that she couldn't smell it, and I'd spritz. You know, back in the day, we wore the Bath and Body Works spray. You know, I always had a bottle of that either in my car or in my purse. So I'd spritz that thinking I was covering up the smell. And I would walk in the basement door and walk up the steps to go upstairs. As soon as I opened the door, you've been smoking. So I really couldn't get away with much. I mean, my mom knew, like, she just knew these things, and I didn't even have to say anything. She just knew it. So I may have pushed the limit as far as I could, but I couldn't push it too far because I didn't want to get in trouble. And her favorite word was, "You are grounded."
Oh, dear.
Talk about
how uncool.
Killing me. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I hated those words. You're grounded for the next week.
Ooh, that long. That's terrible.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I mean, that was one thing that she could take away from me. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm so appreciative. My parents were wonderful. They are wonderful, you know, and I'm thankful that they disciplined me. And even though I tried to get away with things, but yeah, I was a little sneaky, a little bit sneaky, but, thankfully, here I am. And
thankfully, here you are. What would we do without you?
I know, right? Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm just thankful that my parents, you know, they did love me. And even though my mom and I butted heads so many times, I knew that she loved me and she wanted what was best for me. So very thankful for that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Window World of Bowling Green. And Phil will be in with us later this week, and he will tell us about all the different types of windows that they have. I know they have several ongoing projects that are happening right now, and the windows, there are so many different colors, so many different styles. Same thing with the vinyl siding. You don't have to just go with a regular white or beige or pale yellow or pale blue. You can go with some deeper, bolder colors for your home if you're looking to change that up a little bit. Exchanging or changing the shutters on your home is another easy and inexpensive way to change the look of your home. They will come to you, give you a free estimate. All you have to do is call, set up that appointment at 270-780-9600. I know there are some fantastic financial options available. So if you are looking to, you know, make payments on your windows or your doors or vinyl siding, they definitely have those options for you as well. And he will talk more about those on Thursday when he is in studio with us. You can stop by their showroom, which is located on Dishman Lane in Bowling Green. That is right across from Lee Building Products. That phone number is 270-780-9600, 780-9600. And keep in mind, when you replace your windows and your entry doors, you're increasing, specifically your windows, you're increasing the value of your home, and you are helping with the cost of your utility bills. So you're saving money in the long run by replacing those windows. If you're feeling the draft, the coolness from the outside seeping through your window, if you have a room that always feels a little bit colder than the rest of them, check your window, because it could be the cold air seeping from around that window, and your unit, your HVAC unit, is working overtime to keep your house warm. And I mean, you're going to help your HVAC unit rest just a little bit as well. So the big picture, you're saving money and you're just making your home much more efficient. So keep that in mind. And you can also go to the website, which is windowworldbg.com. That's windowworldbg.com. All right. We had a phone call, but they are gone. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. So let's talk about the why behind substance abuse.
It's a variety of things. So it could be peer pressure, of course, and the fear of rejection of those peers that perhaps you look up to because you think they're super cool, so you try and emulate their behavior. That's how it starts. But typically, there's some sort of pain at the root of it, perhaps some abuse. So marijuana users quite often do that to dull the pain of the flashbacks that they may be getting from some abuse in their past. And I'm not suggesting that that comes from the family. Quite often it can be bullying from outside the home that perhaps, especially with young men, they don't want to say, oh, you know, I'm getting bullied, because they feel like that's not a masculine thing to do, which is sad, isn't it? Fear of underperforming generally. Adderall and vaping, perhaps there's a divorce going on. The pressure to be perfect. I think we very much touched on that earlier, because we have that from every angle. Certainly when I was growing up, I didn't have near as much pressure. And I feel bad about it, that the struggles that the kids have. And of course, that brings us now to social media, which I shan't go down that rabbit hole right now, because that's a difficult one.
We could spend all day on that, couldn't we?
Oh, we could. Mm-hmm. We could indeed. It performs great functions of communication, but on the other hand, depending on where they're looking, it can give a different story. So all of those things, but really to emphasize the fact that no one knows that your child better than you. So if you've got a gut feeling that something's wrong, assume that you are on point and just look a bit closer at it.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, I'm kind of going through these segments just a little bit, but you've mentioned that substance use is often a coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. So kind of give us an example of what that looks like.
Okay, so we might have a 14-year-old child that's a young person. Stop me saying child. These are young people. 14-year-old, very popular teenager who's the life of the party, but actually maybe doesn't feel it. So they're drinking heavily on weekends to be the cool dude, to actually give them, they perhaps feel it gives them more confidence. It does, of course. It gives them more risky behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so alcohol, perhaps for them, is making them feel more confident and more normal, if you like. I hear so many clients saying, I just want to feel normal. And I say, wow, let's talk about normal then.
What does normal look like?
It changes for everybody.
It does. It does. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. All right. We have a phone call. Excuse me. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just came down. Y'all giving away anything?
No, sir. We're not giving anything away today. Just free advice. You want some?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yes. Another thing. You're talking about Wonder World?
Yeah.
I need a brand new set of windows from one end to the other. Reckon I can get Donald Trump to pay for them?
I can't say for sure.
You need to put that on your Christmas list.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Mr. Milan. Bye-bye.
I need a brand new set of wonders, too. I don't know. Should we ask for that for Christmas?
I would love to ask for Christmas. That's what I'm going to ask for Santa. When I see Santa, I'm going to say, I need a brand new set of windows,
Santa. Oh, windows. Oh, I thought he said wonders, but no, windows is good, too.
Windows, yes. I actually could use a new set of windows at my house, because I think the windows that are in my house, now, although they are, I don't feel any air coming through them, they are pretty tight. I mean, our house was very well built when it was built in 1987, but the windows they're just older, and there's those crank windows, so they're hard to crank.
Gosh, I mean, yeah, they are hard.
So hard. They're so tight that they're really hard to open. Mm-hmm. And you know, come springtime, early fall, I want to open up the windows and let the entire house air out, and it's hard to do so because I cannot get them open very easily. So Kyle could do it, but it's just.
I know.
Exactly. Yes, you're exactly right. So 270-651-3000. Let's talk about Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Jesse Muse is a realtor and auctioneer, and he will be in with us later this week. He has an online only auction that is going on right now. This is for sportsmen's. And this is located at Haywood Shooting Supply. They have antiques and lots of other items as well. Head over to rsmillsauctions.com. Click on auctions and scroll. You will see all of the items that are available. And there are arrowheads, sportsman's items. That online only auction wraps up at 5:30 this afternoon. So you only have today to bid on those items. That's 5:30 this afternoon. He also has another auction coming up. Let me scroll down here because there are so many of them. I have to scroll to find it. There it is. So this is located on Barry Store Road in Smiths Grove. That is coming up this Saturday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. And this is about a 1,700 square foot home. And it's sitting on around 19 acres. It does have a shop. Woodworking tools, equipment, tractor, antiques, furniture. It has a detached garage. It was built in 2002. Has a nice wooded lot as well. You can see photos of this home and some of the equipment at rsmillsauctions.com. So, again, there are many auctions for you to take part in, for you to go to. Online auctions as well. There is another one that's coming up on Saturday the 29th with Jesse. This is Barber Cemetery Road in Glasgow. There's about 150 acres that they're selling in 8 tracts. It does have a nice home, cropland, and timber. If you have any questions about any of these, if you want to preview, you can call Jesse 270-670-9333. That's 270-670-9333. And if you're looking for maximum property exposure and a quick sale, an auction is a great option. So contact Jesse, and he would love to sit down and discuss the benefits of auctioning your property or your farm. 270-670-9333. All right, and our phone number here is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. So We've talked about warning signs. We've talked about the brain science, why, you know, kind of getting to the bottom of what is causing the substance abuse, the why. So let's talk a little bit about treatment.
Yes, absolutely. So all of my interventions, 14 addictions, are actually modified quite considerably to address the, to meet them where they are, really. And so I use hypnosis, which accesses subconscious where habits and cravings live. It rewires the brain pathways really quickly, and it teaches impulse control at a brain level, which is really fantastic. And actually, it we get up to a 94% abstinence rate from that alone. And teens are wonderfully hypnotizable. You know, if you think about it, they're often in a dream world quite a lot of the time. I use NLP, which breaks the patterns and breaks automatic behaviors, changes exactly how the brain processes and looks at the triggers and creates more positive triggers, more healthy triggers. And actually, to the point of it, I think it deprograms, because if you think about it, any addiction behavior is a wrong programming, isn't it? Because for some reason, the brain said, well, the answer to this is that. Well, it's not. It's not, because actually all the substances make the individual much more depressed and perform less well on every level. I use something called MIMI, which is multi-channel eye movement integration, which is a little bit like a development from EMDR. It actually accesses 83 different parts of the brain. So it tackles it. Oh, it's really, really incredible for trauma processing. We've noticed that most substance abuse actually starts with some sort of trauma. And the trauma is not the event. The trauma is the physical reaction to it. So it's not actually as people think, oh, that was a traumatic event. Yes, because it traumatized you. You know, you had a response to that then you try to dull with other sort of other forms of coping, like the alcohol and so on. But that MIMI also, it takes care of those traumatic memories. Really, the fight or flight is part of the mechanism that makes anybody actually turn to any sort of substance. And this taking care of the initial trauma actually will stop that completely in its tracks. I use a combination of things, actually. I use all the things. So it has to be very much individualized, I think, to the individual. Mm-hmm. Adolescent brains are much more plastic. They change much more quickly. So we see very good results from teens much more quickly than we do with adults. And dealing with it then actually can help heal that trauma response before it becomes a lifelong habit. A lot of people who actually have dependencies into their adulthood, it usually started quite a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. And so if we can stem that at where it begins, they're going to have a better outlook just generally. So I enjoy that work because I see such wonderful results. It makes me very happy.
Good, good, good. We're going to talk here in just a little bit about a workshop that Jill is hosting, and we'll get into a little bit of detail about that here in just a few moments. I do want to talk about Southern Kentucky Collision because they are still hosting their annual Hit a Deer, Get a Turkey. This is the 11th year for Hit a Deer, Get a Turkey. And we all know that there are plenty of deer out there just running. It is deer season, you know, and especially at night. I get very tense when I'm driving at night, especially in certain areas, because I'm so afraid a deer is going to run out. And
they do, especially this season.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if that happens to you, then you need to go see our friends at Southern Kentucky Collision. They have handed out over 450 turkeys in the last 11 years. So when you do hit a deer and you take it to them and let them fix your vehicle, repair your vehicle, when you pick up your vehicle, you will get a turkey that same day. And keep in mind that they have moved their office right across the street. They have flags there. It's been a very smooth transition, but their team has grown and they needed more space. And so the building across the street has allowed them to spread out a little bit more, have a little more space, and they can better serve their customers. And they appreciate their customers so very much. And you're still going to see same faces. There are going to be some new faces, but they are still offering the same hometown service, same commitment to quality, just have a bigger and better space for their customers. I picked up my car a few weeks ago, and it was just, it's so wonderful after you've not had your vehicle for a few days, and I don't like driving a rental, and I could not wait to get back into my car. And, you know, I didn't, thankfully, I did not hit anything except for the trailer that was in my driveway, and that was an accidental thing, and I got it repaired. So now it's all fixed and it's all good and taken care of. So they are located on Industrial Drive. It's 202, so literally right across the street from their office. They're still using that building, but their office has actually moved to 202 Industrial Drive here in Glasgow. So stop in and see them if you need them. You know, if a little accident or fender bender happens, they are here to take care of you. So that phone number is 270-651-6413. 651-6413. Okay, Jill, let's talk a little bit about this workshop that you have coming up.
Yes, I'm running it on the December the 1st and January the 5th, because I think people get pretty busy in December. Mm-hmm. It's called Protecting Your Teen, a parent's workshop on understanding and preventing substance use. So this isn't just for people who may be encountering difficulties, but also people that want to make sure that they won't encounter some of these difficulties. It's 2.5 hours long. The learning objectives will be identifying early warning signs of substance use in teens. It's really aimed at parents of 11 to 19-year-olds or coming up to that age group, understanding the neuroscience behind teen vulnerability to addiction, communicate effectively with teens about substance use, implement preventative strategies at home, and knowing when and how to seek professional help, with a list, obviously, of all the local and national resources. I've also created a fact sheet, which I'd be happy to send to anybody that might want it, that's also called Protecting Your Teen, What Every Parent Needs to Know About Substance Use. And that's got, it's not a very long thing, but it's got all the main points, I think, that is very important to be aware of. So something to stick to your fridge, maybe, so the teens know you've got your eye on them. Mm-hmm. So the cost for the workshop is $45 per person or $75 per couple. And I encourage couples to attend together if they can.
Okay, so where is this taking place?
It depends how many people we've got, actually. Okay. I can easily, I'm trying to keep smaller groups because mm-hmm. I think it's more intimate mm-hmm. and people will feel happier maybe to speak openly. They'll have the opportunity to write on a little card if they've got a specific question, though, if they don't want to identify themselves. So I will hold it either in my office downstairs or at a bigger venue if I need more space, okay. Which might be my house.
Oh, there you go. Yes. So if someone is interested in signing up for for this workshop, do they just contact, they
yes,
call you?
Absolutely. Okay. If they call me on 307-300-3700 or drop me a text, with their email, I'll send all sorts of information back to them with a copy, obviously, of the free fact sheet to get them going.
Okay, so as we wrap this up, we've talked about a lot of different subjects, a lot of different things today. So what are three things that, if a parent is listening, what are three things that they should take away from our conversation today?
I would say that just because you don't think it could happen in your house, I would suggest that you just keep very vigilant, really. It can slip under the radar, can't it, very quickly. Try not to see it as a reflection on your family structure or something that you've done. If you haven't had discussions with your children as they come up to that age, don't worry. It's never too late to actually have that open discussion. And it can get better. It will get better. And the earlier we tackle it, the easier it'll be, really. Okay. And the child will thank you for the rest of their lives.
All right. Some great points. Thank you so much for just talking a little bit about this today. I know it's a hard subject. It's sensitive at times, and just appreciate you kind of opening that door and speaking about something that's very relevant right now. And we're glad to see those numbers go down, though.
Yes.
So that's
fantastic.
That's great news.
Yes.
That is fantastic news. Yes. So Jill, thank you so much for being here this morning. Bighorn Wellness, and give your phone number one more time.
307-300-3700.
Okay. And of course, her office is located
downstairs
on the third floor of yeah. our building, just right underneath the station here in Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow. Thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Jill with Bighorn Wellness, also Roots and Ramble Boutique, Wellness Wednesday is presented by MedCenter Health. Also, thanks to Window World, Jesse Muse Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and Southern Kentucky Collision. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Let's go. Broadcasting country's hottest hits from the Toyota of Bowling Green Studios. This is 103.7 WHHT, K-City, Glasgow. She wanna take me around.